Welcome to another episode of our program on 90.3 FM, Near FM. My name is Watson Wunduza, and with me in the studio are my colleagues, namely Akim Rahman and Merise Erazo. We all combined our efforts in searching and bringing this program to you.
Quizás fue coincidencia encontrarme contigo. Tal vez esto lo hizo el destino. Quiero dormirme de nuevo en tu pecho y después me despierte en tus besos. Tu sexto sentido sueña conmigo. Sé que pronto estaremos unidos. Esa sonrisa traviesa que vive conmigo. Sé que pronto estaré en tu camino. Sabes que estoy colgando en tus manos. Así que no me dejes caer. Sabes que estoy colgando en tus manos. Te envío poemas de mi puño y letra.
Te envío canciones de 440.
Te envío las fotos cenando en Marbella.
Y cuando estuvimos por Venezuela.
Y así me recuerdo.
Thank you, Merise, for the music. Merise interviewed her son on this segment you are about to listen to. Her topic is health, and that is specifically about type 1 diabetes. She is a first experience presenter on this topic because her son is diabetic. Her son's name is Carlos Robeno. She has been very courageous to allow us in to interview her son before this live program. And she wants to share her experience with all our listeners.
I'm going to present my son, who is diabetic type 1, and he's going to explain to us what is diabetes. Hi, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. How old are you?
I am 11 years old and have 2 years and 10 months with diabetes.
And what is diabetes?
Diabetes is technically something in your body where your pancreas stops working and doesn't produce any insulin. So that's why you have to take 4 to 5 injections a day of insulin so your sugar stays stable.
Okay. Is it hard to be diabetic?
Yes, it can be very hard due to stress and all the carb counting. You have to be very, very alert of what your carbs are. If you miscount your carbs, your sugar will go high. And if your sugar is way too high, you're going to have something called ketones. If those ketones get too high, you might die.
Okay, wow. Can you be happy while you're diabetic?
Yes, you can be happy. Just imagine your life as a normal kid, but you should have something special that the other kids don't.
Okay. You are so brave.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Merise Erazo, for the pre-recorded interview. You are listening to Near FM, 90.3 FM. Now we are going to listen to Merise. What's your take? What's your opinion or comments from other parents with similar conditions? And secondly, how have they been coping up with such a situation?
Okay, thank you for asking. In my opinion, many parents whose child are diagnosed with diabetes type 1 ask themselves, why is this happening to my son? How can he continue to live as he has done so far? What is the best way to help him? At the beginning, generally speaking, it usually seems like there are more questions than answers. but I will say that with time, we all can achieve the acceptance state of mind, and this will allow us to drive with encouragement the whole process of carrying diabetes and its treatment. It is preferable not to see diabetes as a disease, but as a condition of life that can be managed. Learn from how the patient is coping with it and help them to be a normal person and not a victim.
Thank you, Mercy. We are now in the mid segment of our program. Thank you for staying tuned to us this far. This is the section where we branched into the human aspects of the society. An inspirational speech by Martin Quinn, delivered in Limerick on the 12th of May. We have to apologize to our listeners about the quality of this recording, as it was recorded at a public gathering. But we still think the message is of great listening.
The awarding to Manada by Tipperary Peace Convention of the Tipperary International Peace Award. She was receiving the award following in the footsteps of people such as Nelson Mandela, Mikhail Gorbachev, Bill Clinton, Ban Ki-moon, and Manala's own hero, the late Benazir Bhutto. I see that in your work for children living in direct provision, that you say that you strongly believe that education is a key aspect in the development of a child into becoming a responsible, productive member of society with the same life chances as everyone else. That's all we ask for any child. Malala was only 11 years of age when she blogged for the BBC about living in Pakistan while the Taliban were threatening to close girls' schools. She became an advocate for girls' education while she was still a child herself. And as a result of that, gunmen got on her minibus, singled her out, and shot her in the head. Remarkably, she has survived that, and she has continued to speak out on the importance of education. She has inspired me to find my voice again. You all have voices that you need to find and that you need to project and have heard. And you know, we all need inspiration in our lives, something that we can grasp and hold on to. And the poet and author John O'Donoghue once wrote that one of the most beautiful gifts in the world is the gift of inspiration and encouragement. When someone encourages you, that person helps you over a threshold that you might otherwise never have crossed on your own. Well, I'm very glad for the inspiration of Malala to give me my voice back once again. I thank you for this opportunity, and I say to you, everybody's voice, the young people's voices that you speak about, needs to be heard and needs to be amplified. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Martin Quinn for the speech. You are listening to Near FM, 90.3 FM. Thank you. Thank you for the music from Ndanzwisisa ZCC Brass Band, music from Zimbabwe. Martin Quinn embraced the Intercultural Society. He is the man who was inspired by Malala, an Afghan man, whom he celebrated as a hero in his lifetime. It appears as if in this scenario, Malala was a good person who would deliver all good aspects of social life. Moving swiftly on from here will be our final presentation for the day. This is Near FM 90.3. And now is the technology part of today's program, which happens to be about a very special app for our industry, specific of podcasting. Anchor is the name of the of this app, which is freely available on both the iOS and Android platform. What this app does is simply making the act of personal podcasting to be easier than the usual workflow of most podcasters right now. We will listen to the voice of Akim Rahman in a pre-recorded audio about this amazing app. Sit back and enjoy the presentation.
Hello, everybody. This is Akim Rahman, the host of Audacity to Podcast. What I'm about to do today is review to you two brilliant products that I've been researching for a while in the past 2 weeks, and which I think will be of immense importance to us if we try to think about this all together. Basically, what will you think if I'm able to prove to you that with a free app, and a lapel microphone costing around 40 to 45 euros, you will be able to, one, record quality audio through your phone with the use of this app called the Anchor. Secondly, you are able to edit your saved recordings all through your phone. Thirdly, you are able as well to add a music on delay, like I'm going to do when I'm finished with this recording, to your podcast, and you've got available variants of different music that are not registered anywhere, which is a free usage to enhance the listening pleasure of your targeted audience. Fourthly, you are also able to put on an intro and an outro onto your podcast, making you seem a bit more professional, even though you're just starting out on your journey to become a world-renowned podcast host. Number five, the app is equally able to distribute your podcast to major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, with just one click. On the sixth note, you can record with a co-host, publish your voice message from your app, and drive discussions around your episode. This is huge, this is major, because most of the time, the first problem that a podcast beginner always encounter is to drive audience to their podcast for them to be engaged. But with this app, with this promise, I am intrigued. So further to all the aforementioned advantages, a podcaster now possesses the flexibility to podcast on the go without having to carry around any other equipment. The phone that is always with you, even in your daily life, now becomes your only required equipment to record your podcast while on the go. So how does this happen? Because you will be intrigued to ask as well. You don't even need an headphone. You don't need a lapel, because descriptively, you can just hold your phone to your ear like you're receiving a call, and there you go. You are recording an episode of a podcast while you are having your lunch, you're having your break, you're having your coffee. This is interesting, guys. So let's take it further and see how we can use this conjoint to become much more professional for ourselves. Like in my case, because I know I like to take away all the ambient noise surrounding me. That's why I delve into buying a lapel of 40 to 45 quid, depending on what currency you're buying from and from what website you're buying from. But give and take, it's between 40 and 45. You'll be all right. That's why I went to that line, because I want to control my environment a bit. If you get what I mean. So the other advantage for a more marketing savvy podcaster is the ability of the app to automatically transcribe your podcast with an animated video, perfect for getting your podcast aired on social media. What way can you do this? I mean, how much can you ask? What more can you ask for? This is brilliant in the sense that, but remember that most people does not want to hear or would not like to hear without a headphone the sound coming from their phone when they listen to your podcast. So this gives them the opportunity to actually be able to have a podcast running on their phone while they are reading it themselves. Or let me even bring that down a little bit. What in the case if somebody that has a different accent to yours and is finding it difficult, like most of you are doing right now, finding it difficult to keep track with my international accent, so I will say, because I speak many languages. So that comes in handy for, say, somebody that does not even, cannot even use a headphone or cannot even hear your voice, handicap in a way. They can read, they can follow you when you can transcribe through this app. I am for this one, guys, because I really, really think this one is going to help me on my journey with this. Finally, a podcaster with interest in tracking vital feedbacks from the activities of their listeners can easily do so with this app. How is that going to happen? You can see what is working and what is not working in your program and grow with your audience by following what they are asking of you. This is great. Anchor is available as an app on the iOS, which is for people that uses Apple's phones or Apple products, and equally on Android platform, which is for most mainstream people that use Android phone. So whatever phone you choose to use, the app is available. Having won numerous awards such as App of the Day on Apple Store, the average rating is 5 stars on the App Store as well, and the best app of 2007, I decided to devil in give it a bite myself before I come on and say all this to you guys or to recommend it, because I need to basically be able to show you approve what I'm about to offer you as a mate. Many of the notable podcasts that I do listen to have nothing but great reviews and equally recommend it totally, but not taking it on the first hand, I decided to download it myself, which surprisingly is free. And I went on the website and different reviews, and it matches what the promise. So I said, I will give it a show. I'll give it a shot, you know. So it was on that note that I personally decided to go ahead and record a podcast using my HiRig Lab and to report my observation and results to you guys when I finished on this. Not to waste your precious memory space, all of the recordings you've been listening to since morning has actually been from this app using my iRig mic all on my own at this late hour of the day to get the best quality which you can get, and I will leave you guys to be the judge of the quality of this, if it's good or not. I have them surprisingly with me to demonstrate again if time does permit us during our course. On the final note, I would like to chip in my own personal observation, which might help other people when they're trying to conduct their own research as well. The app is continuously being enhanced, which basically might not be difficult or a problem to some people, but if you are hard at learning new things, it might be of a bit, oh, a new product, a new stuff I need to learn, a new this I need to learn. But then it's all to benefit you in getting more out of the app at no cost still to yourself. And that brings that question up to my mind. Why would they be offering all this for nothing? And that still intrigues me to see what is their business mode. But nonetheless, it's not something to worry right now, because we can benefit continuously from what they've actually offered right now, even if they are going to take us to, say, a professional level. But for me as a starter, I think this is great. I think this is good enough for me right now. And the fact that they just added the ability for you to co-host with anybody, and I mean anywhere in the whole world, regardless of how long you stay on, at a zero fee, that is a big one for me, like a politician would say somewhere across the ocean. It's a big deal, and I will go on this anytime, anywhere, because up till now my problem has always been what hardware to record on, what software, how do I import it, when do I put the music on, and that takes ages to me because I'm a fast thinker and I need things done quickly. So all in one solution will probably be the best for me. Might not be the best for everybody, which I do understand, because some people do have the time to go through and that. What I think is major is basically to have your script written, proofread, practiced over and over, and then you can just read it out and take it at a go if you want. You don't have the facility to, maybe it's my own fault, I don't know yet, to record and stop and then record and stop, but I'll still try and research for that. Maybe you can record the segments and bring them together during your editing. But right now, I'm taking this one on a one touch, one cut, and I hope to see, I'll be interested to see what you guys think at the end of the day.
Chila lo baby, chila lo bobo, chila lo baby, chila lo baby, chila lo bobo, chila lo baby,
it's time baby,
baby chila lo,
chila lo.
Thank you for the music. You have been listening to the music of Avar Mary, a young talented Nigerian musician in the Afro pop genre. I would like to thank Mercy Akim and Mercy Erazo. I hope everyone likes the program. My name is Watson Hunduza on 90.3 FM, near FM.